This is Life Talk, where we tell it like it is. Life Talk is motivational, helping you get to the next level in life. Life Talk is educational, to broaden your knowledge. Life Talk is inspirational, to get you fine-tuned to start doing what you love doing. Life Talk, sponsored by KmarEducation.org. And here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
One night with you is what I'm now praying for. The things that we two could plan would make my dreams.
Hello and welcome to Life Talk with Marietta. I am Marietta. We can't control getting older, but we can control our lifestyle and how we take care of our skin. Perhaps turning back the clock and looking years younger than we really are. That is tonight's topic. Anti-aging and acne specialist Anilsa Brown joining us tonight, known and loved by millions of her YouTube channel. Anilsa Brown is the founder and CEO of Anilsa Skin Essentials, an anti-aging and acne clinic in Killeen, Texas. She has been in the skin care industry for over 30 years and has focused on medical aesthetics, specializing in anti-aging and acne. So we couldn't have a better person with us, a better professional than Anilsa tonight. But before we even get started, let me introduce you my good friend and Life Talk contributor, Norma Giannatazio.
Hi, Marietta. Nice to be here.
How are you?
Good. I'm great. How are you?
You have a great location sitting in the studio where you're sitting.
I do. I'm on the lower level.
Almost under the table.
I'm actually in the basement.
They should buy new chairs here. They really should. The chairs are not, you know, they're all high
I'm
chairs.
I'm being punished.
That's right. And, of course, our friend joining us on the telephone, Marianne Gardner. Good evening, Marianne. How are you?
Good. How are you, Marietta? Nice to join you.
Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine. I hope you can hear me.
Oh, are you there? No, everything is fine. So okay. I want our listeners to know we're making our phone lines available for you to call in under 203-333-9422. So you can either do the shout-out for Valentine's Day for your loved ones or ask our guest, Anilsa Brown, of course, questions. So that's what's happening. A couple of announcements. Do you want to start?
Oh, yes, I do. Actually, we want to have a shout-out to Marietta's granddaughter, Sophie, who will be 17 years old in May. She got her driver's license a week ago. Congratulations, Sophie. She passed on the first time.
First time, and she was so worried.
Great job. All kids are. That's a big milestone for kids.
Yes, it is.
And best wishes to Marietta's grandson, Max, for a speedy recovery. He's been at Yale Hospital for a couple of weeks now. We miss you, Max, and Oma loves you.
Oma is me. Grandma. Grandma loves you.
And we want you to know the latest on Life Talk with Marietta Radio. Go to www.thehealingmindmagazine.com. Follow and like us on Facebook Life with Marietta and Life Talk Marietta and thehealingmindmagazine.com.
Right, the IG under Instagram. That's
Instagram,
right.
Instagram, yeah.
That's right. So we're not going to waste any time because the plane is leaving straight for Killeen, Texas tomorrow morning. You know, we got about 50 people that want to look 50 years younger. So Nielsen is going to have
We're going to take a red eye.
That's
actually at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So I'm ready. I'm ready whenever you are. So let's start with our first segment, Rich.
Look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got time.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Life Talk with Marietta. Now, everyone would love to look younger than they really are, and tonight we'll find out what's possible and what's not. So we're getting started right now, and please meet the founder and CEO, Anilsa Brown of Anilsa Skin Essentials, an anti-aging and acne clinic in Killeen, Texas, over 30 years now, been in the business for over 30 years. Good evening, Anilsa Brown.
Well, good evening. It's such a pleasure to have these wonderful ladies speaking today, and I'm in part of the group, and so it's wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we drove everybody nuts. We spread the word that you're going to be on, and we have about 50 people with the red eye, you said.
You got it. We're waiting. The red eye, bags, right? Are packed, ready to come. Nobody doesn't want to look better, right?
I mean, so I have my very first question. How is it possible to be able to look younger than we really are? How is that even possible?
Well, you know, it's funny that you really ask that, because it's very, very simple, but it's something that we're not taught early on. But the number one cause of aging on the skin, it's really not age, but it's environmental, which would mean you getting yourself a really great sunscreen, applying it to your skin daily to protect your skin. So that, it starts off with that, and then enhancing the skin with some great nutrients to replenish what the skin has been missing during the fact that it's been damaged by environmental factors. There are other things that you can do, like the new nanotechnology, which is called Regenerate. It's a technique that uses these fine little needles that are just kind of punctured onto the skin and no bleeding or anything.
The plasma
like that.
Pen. The plasma pen, right?
Yeah. And it's, well, yes, there is a plasma pen, and then there's the nanotechnology, which is not as aggressive. And basically, it nourishes the skin by using these little spheres that are just applied onto the skin. They're just little tiny little needles that are actually make little channels. And then you apply your vitamins and your nutrients, because it's already receptive to it being applied to the skin. So the first 72 hours gets what? Your skin is wanting to get the best nutrients that we can put. So that's the best way to start. And it can be done right on the eyelid, underneath the eye, the face, the lips, and the neck area. So that's probably one of the most sought after treatments that we have here, that people's skin looks just radiant right after they get their treatment.
You have that at your center. I did understand that
we
correctly,
do.
Right? Yeah. Because it takes care of, I did a little bit of research online, because people are concerned about crow's feet lines, marionette lines. I don't even know what that is. What are marionette lines?
So it's the little lines that we get right underneath the nose area. So you know how you have the little puppet, the marionette? So they have the little line on their mouth when they move? That's
right. The little down line. Oh.
Yeah. We have bags under our bags.
I have smile lines.
They're smile lines.
I smile all the time. I have smile
around
lines.
Your eyes.
I'm proud
yeah.
of them, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm proud of those.
But, you know, and also, if you don't mind, can I announce what some of the people are concerned about?
Sure, definitely.
Age spot removals,
pigmentation
removal, skin tags. Mm-hmm. Why are we getting skin tags?
So as we age, we start getting little skin tags on our skin. And a lot of it has to do with, again, sun factor. Genetics is one of them. Also, you have to be a little bit careful, because it could be a precursor, we hate to say it this way.
Cancer?
To, not to cancer, but having a lot of insulin, like high sugar, glucose. And so insulin, what we call insulin resistant. So you have to make sure that go to the doctor and have it checked, because you can have diabetes. But for the most part, it's your shirts that rub against the neck, your straps to your dress, your straps to your bra.
Also the panty lines. Sorry to interrupt you.
In my case, it was my dad had them. So I think mine are hereditary, because my father had them, and I just have them. Not as much as he did, but I remember my dad having them removed.
And, you know, they come from out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you have something growing almost the size of a raisin. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have any feelings to it. In other words, you can just play with it, but it's not doesn't have any nerve endings
right?
Right.
There is no feeling.
There really is a nerve ending to it, because the source of how it grows is actually the blood flow.
Oh.
So, yeah, so it does, you know, when you try to take it off, we usually numb the area. There's a couple of things that we could do. We can either cut them or just freeze them or take them off with this procedure called the Skin Classic, where they just kind of, they're just, you know, your radio technology, and you just kind of go in there and just touch them and sap them off.
That's
what about blood blisters, like little red dots in there, red in the, I think they're called blood blisters. That you
so you're looking at the
skin.
Cherry, and they're called cherry angiomas. Is that it? They're like little red blood blisters.
Yes. What are those?
Okay. So those are also genetic, and so they just grow on the skin, and you can either get them, again, from someone in your family, sun exposure. Again, if you get a lot of cherry angiomas, you have to look and, you know, talk to your doctor, because it also could be diabetes, and that's something. So those are some factors that you need to look at. As we age, we're more prone to, because we... lifestyle, genetics, all of those factors come into play. And so they show up on the skin to give us, just kind of a little bit of a warning. But they're considered just awful on the skin, and you just want to take them off. So we do use the high frequency. I said radio, but I meant high frequency to burn them off.
I see.
Wow, that's interesting.
What are eyebrow ptosis, if I'm reading this correctly?
Eyebrow ptosis. You know what? I'm not sure what that is.
I'm not either, and I didn't...
I'll look it up.
I just picked it up from the internet.
Okay.
So I said, oh, this sounds foreign. But we definitely know what crow's feet lines are.
We all know that real well, don't
yeah.
we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's real familiar.
Drooping skin, loose skin under the arm. Can anything be done with that, Anilsa?
It can. So all of it plays back to genetics. So we know that genetics has a big role on how the skin's elasticity is, is factored in. And so, yes, you can definitely do exercises, one. The rest is, of course, if you can't get the underarms to really look the way you really want them to look, nice and firm, everything, you've tried everything. You've tried diet, you've tried exercise, then the next step would be seeing a plastic surgeon to have that area tightened up.
These plastic surgeons, they must love us women, let me tell you. Oh my God.
They do.
And what is scalp micropigmentation removal? What is that?
So micropigmentation removal is... we're talking about the same thing. It's actually taking a small little laser and is targeted, and it just literally erases all of the pigmentation. If you're looking into micropigmentation, which is eyebrows or lip liner or tattoos, if that's what you're talking about, micropigmentation.
Mm-hmm. So this is putting like microblading or tattooing on the skin, or removing it? Are we putting
removing
it in?
Removing it.
Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness. So if you have eyebrow tattoos and you don't like them, you can remove them, is what you're saying.
You can remove them.
You can remove them. Very interesting. Okay.
I have seen some women with these tattoos.
I'm not a fan, I'm telling you.
Not very. Some of them were done very poorly. And if they're done really by a master, by an artist, mm-hmm. you know, it takes an artist to do all of this.
Well, I'm in the beauty business, and I always recommend the microblading. I think it's much more natural. Than the tattooing is. I could always tell when a woman has tattooed eyebrows right from the minute I look at her. But microblading is just absolutely beautiful. And in the long run, it's not much more expensive, for my opinion, than it is the tattooing. It's almost compatible price-wise. So I always tell them, go for the microblading, because you look human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just hit my microphone. One thing I know... you have to have a good set of eyebrows, and you need to spend money on that, because it lifts your face immediately.
Beautifully.
Right, Anilsa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, I always say that the eyebrows are your window to your soul. You know, they would say that it was the eyes, but it's your eyebrows. Because think about it. If you have some brows that look like they're frowning, people are going to think that you're always mad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so it frames. It's like a picture.
It's a frame.
Once you put it's a frame.
It's a frame around your eyes. Yeah.
It is. Mm.
We do coloring a lot in our salon. And if I look at somebody in the mirror and their hair color is absolutely beautiful and their eyebrows are not, I have to fix their eyebrows. I have to color their eyebrows and I have to shape their eyebrows because they're not a finished product unless their eyebrows match the beauty of their hair.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
I wish everybody would do that. That is wonderful.
And I talk my clients right into it. I say, Kog, you're 75% there. What's the other 25? I said, your eyebrows. Absolutely, your eyebrows.
It. Yeah.
Yep. It's just because I'm not very gifted actually creating an eyebrow every single
morning.
Most people
aren't.
I'm not.
Most people are not.
My daughter had given me a little, like a stencil type of, and forget it. I'm not very good at all of this. So I always wing it every single day. Winging it. No, really. And my face at times looks really tired. You know, unless I have photos taken, of course, then you put on then you just bring out all the different tools that are available. But anyway, good set of eyebrows, ladies, we do need. And you know what's fascinating with that pen? What do you call your pen?
The Nano, it's a Nano Facial and it's Regenerate. And so it's real, it's really a real science. With real results, but no downtime. And so a lot of these women are very busy. And I do love plasma. Don't get me wrong, because we do it here. We do it. So it's not that we don't do it. So the difference would be for the plasma is for someone that has very defined lines, a lot of loss of elasticity, a lot of pigmentation problems, sun damage, definitely. It would be really wonderful for that. But let's say a patient comes in or a client comes in and says, you know, Anilsa, my skin looks tired. It doesn't have that glow that I used to have. And I need something. This is where the nanotechnology comes in because it's very targeting. And what it does is that it does give you long-term results and benefits, but there is no downtime. You can apply makeup right away, just minutes after your facial, and it's easy and it's safe and it's effective. It's been approved. And it's just the technology behind it, what makes it so results oriented and enticing for that client to come in because of the downtime.
Do you immediately see the results, Anilsa?
You do.
You immediately see the results.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Last month I sold like 15 of them in 1 month. 15 patients came in and said, I want to get this done.
Wow. The reason I even picked the plasma pen, not that I'm doing advertisement for them at all, I had just met somebody who did the training at Plasma Pen, and I had the literature. That's why I'm even announcing it. You know, I'm talking about it. I had to have something to talk about, you know?
So cute.
But also, with this pen, you can work on the body, stretch marks.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, with the plasma, you can. So it's a little bit more intense. That's why we say, you know, for whenever clients come in, it's really what the results that they're wanting and what their main concern is. So if someone comes in and does have stretch marks, then definitely the nanofacial is not going to be the one for them. It's going to be the skin pen. Because you could go 3 millimeters down within the skin. You can, you know, what they do is they draw the blood and separate the plasma from the blood. And then it's reapplied to the skin and it stimulates cell renewal very, very, very quickly. Promotes cell turnover. It rejuvenates the fibroblasts to heal the skin. So it has so many amazing, wonderful results. So don't get me wrong, because we do them here. And we do a lot of them. But the downtime sometimes for the patient or dash client is going to be a factor for them too. So let's say, for instance, when somebody comes in and they have really deep scars like acne, because I work with acne, The plasma treatment is going to be the one that we're going to recommend because of the deep scarring. They're going to need, renewing that skin, stimulating cell growth, and plumping that skin back up so that the scars can be remodified.
And Ilsa, can I ask you a question? I have a friend that's contemplating eyelid surgery. Surgery. Mm-hmm. And she's
84.
Older, and she has diabetes. In your professional opinion, would you recommend that for someone that age with diabetes? Surgical eyelid surgery, not non-surgical.
Okay. This is what I always say. I'm not a doctor, so I can't, but I can give you, what I know is our standard protocol, okay? Anytime someone has diabetes, they have a higher chance of an infection, and the healing is slower.
Mm-hmm.
So the main person who she really needs to ask is her main physician, or if she's seeing an endocrinologist, that's the person she needs to ask, because they need to look at her numbers, where they're at. So if her levels are so high, and that means that her body cannot heal well, she's going to have a disaster.
She's only been talking to the man who's doing the surgery. So that, to me, is not the person, because that's dollar signs to me.
Correct.
I'm sorry to say that, but that can be dollar signs in the eyeballs. Mm-hmm. And I would rather want somebody to tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So that's our protocol here. So if anybody comes in, and not even because we do, I have a physician here, I have two. And so it's not even our physicians here. It's their physician.
So she should be talking to her diabetic doctor, endocrinologist, and having her levels checked to see if that surgery is... Okay, so that's the guy she needs to talk to.
Before she makes any decision on what to do.
Okay, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought of that, but that makes total sense.
Is it also true, maybe I didn't understand it correctly when I was reading online, that the pens that can do all these wonders, it's not for every skin type. Is that correct?
Well, so I did a case study in-house with one of my patients. Mm-hmm. He's a Fitzpatrick 5, which means it's African-American, darker skin tone. He had a grade 4 acne, which means that at one time when he was younger, he had nodules, cysts, pustules, all of the types of lesions that you can have that's associated with acne, which left him very, very scarred. And so when I talked to him, I said, okay, I want to do a case study with you. Because at the time when I started doing skin pen, there was not a lot of African American or darker skin tones that were on the brochures or anything that I could find. So I said to him, if I do the treatments for you for free, would you let me do the treatments and let me just kind of document everything that we're doing? And he said, yeah. The results were amazing. So the way you want to do it is you have to understand how the melanocytes work and how you're going to stimulate the skin. So we always started, with the lower setting. And then we gradually worked a little bit higher setting. And if I saw that he was pigmenting, then we would back off. But we ended up doing 6 treatments overall. And he cried. He literally cried. He thought he just was not going to ever have this nice skin ever again. And so, yes, it can be done. But I think it's case by case. We never here at our center or anywhere really that does medical aesthetics or is in a medical setting or doctor's office, plastic surgeons, dermatology. They really want to evaluate the patient's health and then look at the density of the skin and how that skin is going to react, because you could have people that could have, especially on darker skin tones, Hispanics and African Americans, we're more prone to getting keloids. So, which is, you can get a scar. And so you don't want to trade one scar for another scar. So you have to check for that. There's just so many markers that you have to check for. But can it be done on darker skin tones? Yes. But just like anything else, with precaution, even on Asian skin, because they, you see them, they're very light skin tone, but they produce a lot of melanin. That's why they have a lot of problems with pigmentation. Hyperpigmentation is their number one concern. So every ethnic skin group has its own pluses and minuses. And so you need to take that into consideration whenever doing a treatment.
Right. We know that, Marianne, right? We're both Italian.
Oh, you guys. Yes. Yes.
We know what those ethnic skin tone problems are.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I'm you know, I've never been a smoker, but I am.
You start now tomorrow morning.
No. I'm very guilty of the sun. I love the sun.
So did I.
It just makes me feel better. I get just invigorated being out in the sunshine, but I am really, really disciplined about skincare. I mean, every single day I make sure that I'm taking care of my face and my body with, all kinds of lotions and whatever, elixirs, whatever you want to call it.
Marianne, we want to really hear about that.
The sunblocks.
Handle all of this every day, because everybody has a different regimen or no regimen.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I do have to go for a break. So stay tuned. After the break, we're back with Anilsa Brown from Killeen, Texas, and my friends Norma Gina Tazio and Marianne Gardner. I'm Marietta, so stay tuned. Yeah, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Okay, thank you.
Whether you need help setting up your new home, are recently divorced, moving in with your partner, desire a few rooms, or the whole home overhaul, Bridget Flynn, the intuitive organizer, will create a clutter-free, organized, and stylish sanctuary. Let's bring in the good vibes. Bring in BridgetFlynn.com. Let's do this.
TheHealingMindMagazine.com is a life learning classroom connecting globally, home of Life Talk Radio with Marietta and podcasts. Get to know exceptional people through awareness, education, inspiration, motivation. We establish movement, change, and growth for mind, body, and spirit at any age. Come join and be part of our radio and magazine community worldwide. Visit and subscribe to TheHealingMindMagazine.com. That's TheHealingMindMagazine.com.
How to trust your intuition, know when to act on it, and begin living by its guidance in your business and personal life. Bridget Flynn private coaching programs help you to release your anxiety around understanding your intuition. Visit BridgetFlynn.com for more information and consultation. BridgetFlynn.com, the intuitive coach. Learning from others how they reach success, how they dealt with setbacks and major changes is the most important thing to look at for our personal growth, says Life Talk host Marietta Kammerer. Join Life Talk with Marietta weekly programs on Sunday 7 to 8 on WICC 600. Always informative, educational, inspiring, smart, and solution finding. Go to TheHealingMindMagazine.com for the latest Life Talk radio and podcast information. Subscribe and like. See you Sunday 7 to 8 on WICC 600.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
You only brought two of them?
These two can do anything.
Are you saying those online reviews are real?
Point at something you wish would disappear, ma'am.
Well, I'd like to see that gone. Those online reviews are real. What are you doing now?
I'm sweeping up the spot where it was.
How did you get here so fast?
We were on your street headed your way when you called.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Get the great benefits of hemp and CBD at New England Hemp Farm, located at 136 Main Street in Westport in Brooks Corner, or visit newenglandhempfarm.com. Use the promo code RADIO1 and get 10% off quality CBD products that are always independently third-party tested. New England Hemp Farm offers tinctures, topicals, edibles, pet products, and some awesome apparel. Open daily at 136 Main Street, Westport. You can always visit them at newenglandhempfarm.com. New England Hemp Farm, quality CBD products that you can trust at a price that'll even make a Yankee smile.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-881-4747. That's 1-800-881-4747. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-881-4747.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Life Talk with Marietta continues on WICC 600.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
And I think Elvis just fits in very nicely tonight.
Sure does.
I just really, really love him. And thank you for tuning in to Life Talk with Marietta. I am Marietta here in the studio with Norma Giannatasio. On the telephone, Mary Gardner. And you know Mary Gardner from her own show, Life Changes. And I do work off air with Marianne Gardner as well. We have life stories, life lessons. As a matter of fact, we're going to do another podcast on Tuesday afternoon with Marianne. Marianne is a therapist as well. So, and the best guest, anti-aging and acne specialist, Anilsa Brown, joining us from Killeen, Texas. I sure pick the great people. I really mean that. And Norma just said it during the break, I just know when somebody really knows their stuff.
I did. I said, she knows what she's talking about.
It's incredible.
You could tell.
So, and that's
you can tell
because
can
we're
tell.
All very critical. Let's face it.
Well,
I think everybody
I've been in my
critical.
Business for over 45 years, so I know when somebody knows when they're talking.
Yeah,
about.
Same with you, Mary, yeah. Marianne, right?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Sure do.
Yeah. So this is so interesting.
Yeah, do talk about your daily regimen because I had to go for a break, but now we're clear.
So you know, I wanted to just say that you know. I know that smoking, I've noticed a lot of people my age that have smoked for many years, you can see the evidence of that and a lot of the lines in their face.
Their lips.
But
their
the lips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, around the lips where they, you know, purse their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm guilty, like I said, of laying out in the sun. I love the sunshine. But I make sure that I'm very careful when it comes to making sure I have the sunscreen on when I'm outdoors. And I use the creams every single day. I mean, there's not a day I would ever go without putting on the lotions. At night as well, I use Nitamins at night. But I still find that with all of that, I'm starting to get those little skin tags, and I'm also starting to see a lot of lines around my eyes, even though I wear sunglasses. And I don't know what to do for that because I'm using eye cream. Is there anything you could recommend?
So I would say what you're seeing, yeah, I'm not sure how old you are, but when I was growing up, I remember the first time my mom said I had to use an SPF of a 2, the number 2, mm-hmm. and I cried like somebody had just murdered a family member. I mean, I was so upset because I did not want that. I mean, I remember us doing baby oil, and I would sit on the top of the roof of our house.
So did I. So did I.
Yeah, just so that I could be golden like, like a chicken, like a fried chicken.
Yeah.
So those were the days. So with that said, what you're really seeing, it's not that you don't take care of your skin, because it's obvious that you do, but what you're seeing is results from the years that we did not have the information that we have now, so right. It's showing up on the skin. So at this point, a cream is not going to do anything, really. Now, it will after you get a couple of different treatments, yes, because what happens is that what you're doing is only getting to the top layers of the skin. So you really need to look at some type of treatment where you can get that skin to re-stimulate. And that's going to be important. So anything from a chemical peel.
Okay.
Doing the nano technology.
I was just going to ask, would the nano facial be something she should do?
She could do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then have them check for the elasticity and the density of the skin. And that's also going to determine the type of treatment that she's going to need. I love VI peels. They're wonderful. Or when you go in, just look at how much crepiness you have around your eyes. Depending on the crepiness that you have around your eyes is going to determine the type of treatment. So if you have a lot of crepiness around your eyes, then I would actually look at an IPL, something, or, you know, that you get a little bit more, a little stronger. Now, they're not going to use the IPL on the eye area itself, but they're going to couple it with something else to really resurface that skin. So, okay. But chemical peels are really nice. And then, like I said, the Regenerate microneedling is also really nice. And then, of course, if you want to start looking at if they're very deep, so a little bit of Botox also helps, you know, but it's only a Band-Aid. You know, I always say that Botox, if they're deep, it's going to be just a Band-Aid. You're going to have to go back all the time. So you would have to do something to really resurface that eye area. Then you can start doing Botox later as a preventative.
Is a chemical peel uncomfortable? I want to know.
It is.
It is?
Well, it can. Some
it can be.
But I love the VI peels because they're not. They contain a nice blend, and then what happens is that the phenol starts to numb the skin, so you don't feel it. It's a wonderful peel.
And this is a VI peel you're referring to instead of the chemical peel.
VI peel is the brand. It's the company. Mm-hmm. It's a VI company. So peel is, and then you have the chemical peels, which. You can do a TCA peel. You can do...
And those are the ones that are uncomfortable, though.
Yeah, they can be, definitely. And VIs is by VI Aesthetics. It's the company that carries the VI peel. Mm-hmm.
What I'm dying... go ahead, Marion. Go ahead.
What about those facial masks that you find, you know, they're in packets and you
they're wonderful.
On your face?
Mm-hmm. They're awesome.
Good for you?
They are. They're great. But again, they're designed to nourish the skin. They're designed to plump the skin, especially if you're dehydrated. And, you know, that if your skin needs some antioxidants to fight free radicals. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to, if you're talking about targeting more of a deeper lines or pigmentation that's like melasma or chelasma or sun-induced, then a mask is not going to do it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
We're gonna have to go a little bit deeper where the problem is at, because it's not what you're seeing on the surface. It's really what's underneath, and it's deeper, and especially with pigmentation, it's clustered a lot of times. So it has to go all through these layers to get to the top in order for us to get rid of it. So it takes time. And that's why they use a lot of it. Sometimes they use lasers just to get rid of that that damaged skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I'm dying to just get rid of is, I'm trying to interject this, smoking will make you age faster because your skin needs oxygen. So the impact of nicotine is first visible on your skin. And, you know, people look gray to me.
Mm-hmm,
I can really tell immediately if somebody's drinking, is a heavy drinker. I can see that on their skin. I'm not an expert at this, but I just know. The same with smoker. So for all people who are smoking, maybe you want to reevaluate.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I can say.
Revisit the reason why you're smoking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we all need crutches. I know to some people it's food. Sorry. It's food. So I really don't want to say anything, but, you know, I don't want to look gray. You know, I really don't, because it has an effect on your skin.
True. It does, and it goes back to there's some factors that really contribute to aging. And believe it or not, the number one factor is one, it's the sun, but two, it's also the things that we do internally or externally, like behavioral is one thing, like you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So sun,
drinking, smoking,
smoking, pollution, and stress are the four factors that causes the skin to age. And a lot of times people don't understand that UVA and UVB, which UVA is ultraviolet aging, and then UVB is ultraviolet burning. And then you have the infrared, which is the heat from the sun that causes the skin to become damaged.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you're putting on your sunscreen, but the heat, too, is causing a problem. So you have to really be careful with some of these things. And when I say that is, let's say, for instance, we have people that may do a chemical peel, and we say, listen, you need to take care of your skin. When you're going to get in your car, make sure you have your car cool off. Why? Because if you go into a hot car, what's going to happen? You're going to stimulate the skin again, and you're going to stimulate the melanin, and you're going to create, again, another pigmentation.
I have another question. What about taking, a human growth hormone like Cerevital?
They're awesome.
Daily basis.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Anything like that is amazing. But what you have to think, again, is the structure of the skin. So one of the things that we do, let's say if you have a patient or client that comes in and they want something that's cost effective, that's going to give them results, dermaplaning is the way to go, because you're removing all the dead skin cells. Have you had that done before?
No.
No. Okay.
Never.
So dermaplaning is a technical procedure that allows the technician to remove the top layers of the skin, and it's operator dependent. So the person that's doing the treatment is going to determine the depth of the removal of the dead skin cells. So for instance, if you're needing to have more targeting in an area that's, let's say for instance, has more lines, then you go in and slide that blade across that area a little deeper, so that way you can go back, and there's different techniques that we use, but we go back and put a chemical application so they will peel, and then you could target those areas. And it's very, very cost effective. But the good thing about that is, and going back to your enzymes and going back into, I'm sorry, your vitamins and
your human growth hormone factors, vitamins,
your growth factors, whenever you remove the dead skin cells, guess what? It doesn't have to fight through all of that.
It stimulates.
It goes straight directly to the area.
So you would recommend doing that first.
Doing
along
that
with the Cerevital.
Along with the growth, yes.
Along with that.
Along, yes. Definitely.
Okay.
I just had a real terrific idea.
Go ahead, tell us.
Nielsen, can people contact you from wherever they are in the U.S. Or in the world? But let's just start with the U.S. We're on the East Coast. For consultation via telephone and also Skype. Can you help people over Skype?
That's something that we're planning to do. The only problem that I have come across, and it's not a problem, but I'm booked out like 3 months out, and my weekend, which is a Saturday, I'm booked out like a year.
Wow.
So I don't, don't have a lot of time. And with launching my new product line, it's going to be hard. But it doesn't mean that any of my other girls, which I have personal
exactly,
training,
exactly. Right. That's why I mentioned it.
Yeah.
Right. That's
yeah.
why
yeah.
I mentioned
yeah.
it. Right.
Yeah. So it would be really, and they're amazing. I mean, I do not put them out, you know, to work on the floor with patients or dash clients until they have passed fully their test and the doctor has completely approved it. So, definitely that's something that we're working on very near future.
Yes, and of course, we have some series planned for us, you know, to work with you, several series. So I just wanted to mention that right away. How can people actually contact you if they wanted to, you know, call you tomorrow? How can people contact you?
So the best way to contact me would be through email. That would probably be the best way at this point. And we print out everything and then we could go back because that would be the easiest for us. So it's Anilsa Skin Essentials at gmail.com.
All right. And of course, we have, if you go to the healingmindmagazine.com, we have all kinds of information, or we will have all kinds of information. We'll have that, certainly the telephone number and also the email, everything for you. So in case you didn't have a pen with you. Now, we do have still time to talk about acne and about your new product line. So please, okay. if we could switch over a little bit to acne. And I do want to ask, how can anybody overwash a face? When I jump in the shower, you know, I take the washcloth and I just go over my face and that's it. I never overwash. If that's even wash. How do you wash your face, Norma?
Well, my daughter has works in the beauty industry also. So she gives me all the stuff I need, but she does Yay. Tell me to exfoliate at least once a week.
Exfoliate
mm-hmm. the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's on target with that. I think most women don't. I do never use soap. I have in her line, she's got a professional line that she works with on the side. And I use her product, the product that she works with. But she tells me to exfoliate at least once a week and then use the right lotions to wash with. I never wash with soap on my face.
Uh-huh.
Never, ever, ever, mm-hmm. ever. Not in the past 20 years. And I think that's part of the reason why my skin looks as good as it does, because I've never picked up a bar of soap and put it on my face for the last 20 years of my life. And I do exfoliate once a week, and she tells me to keep doing that because that's a big deal.
Well, look at my skin. I look like a baby's ass. Yeah, look at me. Look at this.
You say, thank you, Mommy.
Thank you, Mommy.
Thank you, Mommy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Mommy.
But Anilsa, what does that mean, overwashing a face? What does that really mean?
Well, we have to have a nice, healthy barrier in order for our skin to work properly. So we have receptors. It's, you know, we have lots of muscles, vessels, receptors that send messages in order to keep our skin healthy. Remembering that the largest organ is our skin from head to toe.
Uh-huh.
So when you're overwashing your skin, you can't strip it. And what happens is that your body, when you drink water, about 80 to 85% of the water goes to your internal organs so that they can function properly. The rest really goes out to the skin, okay? And the last place that it goes to really is the facial area. So what happens is if you're taking a bar of soap and washing it 3-4 times a day because so you got up in the morning and then you worked out and you washed it again and you came home from work and, you know, you washed it again because you're going to put your makeup on to go somewhere and then you come back home again and you washed it again. So what you're doing it with soap and what you're doing is just it's too much.
Taking the moisture out of the skin that's naturally there.
You're stripping. Correct.
You also strip your hair by doing the same thing. As a hairdresser,
exactly.
I tell my clients the worst thing they can do is wash their hair every day. I don't recommend it for anybody. Every couple of days is fine, but if you wash your hair every day and it's colored, by the end of a few months you have dry hair, and it's because of what you're doing.
Correct.
You're just taking all the good nutrients and moisture right out of your hair. So
correct. And so what happens is that your body does not know how to produce water to get to the face, but it's really good at producing oil to get it to the skin. And when we're talking about, especially on acne-prone skin, so it stimulates those oil glands to really produce that oil to compensate for the water loss. So if you ever work with somebody that has acne, they have this shiny face, but then when you look at their skin, it's so dehydrated. And you think to yourself, how can someone be so oily and at the same time dehydrated? It's because they've stripped their skin. And so their barrier is damaged. So then we have to go back and refix that barrier so that their skin can line up and start to heal and do what it was designed to do. And so your daughter is absolutely correct. Exfoliating is the number one secret to keeping your skin looking beautiful and healthy, because when we were younger, our bodies used to exfoliate every 28 days. As we get older, it slows down, sometimes 60 to 90 days, depending on our health and depending on our lifestyle. And so what happens is that those cells do not slough off. So they hold on and they weigh on the skin. So your skin looks aged, dull, dry, gray, sluggish. So when you remove the dead skin cells, what happens is that it revives, so the new skin cells can go up to the surface. While you're exfoliating, you're replenishing, and you're restoring the skin back to health. And then you can hydrate the skin. Go ahead. Yes.
Nelsa, you know those moisture towelettes you buy in the packages? They have all different kinds to remove your makeup. So I use that at night. Is that okay? Does that do any damage to your skin?
Well, you can double cleanse. That's fine. If you need something to remove your makeup, just to take, just to help you remove the makeup. But you can't just use the towelette and call that a real true cleansing. You really want makeup. You don't want ever the makeup to settle or stay on the skin. It is clinically proven that when you have makeup, either you slept with it on purpose or have left makeup on the skin because it hasn't been thoroughly cleansed, your skin will age 7 days every time. Yes. So it weighs down on the skin. So yes, you can use the towelettes to remove the makeup, your mascara, your eyeshadow, the makeup foundation, so forth and so on. But then you need to really cleanse the skin. And then according to your skin type, you would use the cleanser.
Yeah. Ladies, we're out of time. I hate to interrupt. I know. tonight's very special guest, anti-aging and acne specialist, Nelsa Brown from Killeen, Texas. And if you please visit her on YouTube, she has her own YouTube channel, over millions of viewers on her acne and skin channel. And but I will have all the information on the HealingMindMagazine.com tomorrow. So, Nelsa, thank you for your time. And Killeen's temperature is 69 degrees, and we have here in Connecticut 39. I want to thank everybody for tuning into Life Talk with Marietta. We are not going to be on next Sunday because of a family emergency, but we will be back with you the following Sunday. So, Marianne and Norma, thank you. And Nelsa Brown, we love you. We really, really do.
Thank you.
You are wonderful.
You
are a wonderful human being.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Ladies. God bless.
Yeah, and thank you to all our listeners. And have a great
week. Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.